From the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly. This is, of course, you know what, it's Saturday, and we have a great show, America's Heroes Group Roundtable with Partner Veteran Business Project. September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness and National Hispanic Heritage Month. It's Saturday, September 26, 2020. I am the host of the show. Co-host is Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold. Executive producer is Glenda Smith. Digital media producer is Manny Corazari. Assistant digital producer, media producer, that is, Khalifa F. And our topics today, a number of different things. Our panelists, Lynn Lauder, major U.S. Marine, co-founder and co-CEO of Veteran Business Project. Dale Eisenberg, son of a World War II pilot, co-founder and CEO of Veteran Business Project. Discussion is updates on Veteran Business Projects, and that's just great. And with us, we have Lynn and Dale, who are going to tell us what we need to know. How are you, folks?
Hey, Cliff. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Great to talk to you folks again.
So, Cliff, I want to thank you and your staff for having us on, and honestly, for your fighting the good fight for our military veterans and their families as so well and so long as you have. We really enjoy coming on your show and want to thank you for that. Just real quickly, as an FYI, our website is veteranbusinessproject.org for those listening in. Want to call us? Mm-hmm. We'd be happy to talk to them. And our phone number is 833-883-8249.
Give that again, please. Cliff, give that again.
Sure. Mm-hmm. The website is veteranbusinessproject.org. Mm-hmm. And our phone number is 833-883-8249.
Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
Right.
If I could, Cliff, mm-hmm. I'd like to begin with just a quick overview of who we are and what we do
sure
at Veteran Business Project, please. Our mission is to get veterans and spouses into business for themselves, plain and simple. During the COVID crisis that we've been going through, task has it's become somewhat more of a challenge, Cliff.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to our matching up veterans and spouses looking to get into business with companies that are looking to sell, we are also providing information to our veterans on how they can best weather this storm. So there is a lot going on, and we get a hold of people that leaseholders and things of this nature, and we intervene and advocate on behalf of veterans,
mm-hmm.
help them navigate their way through this
mm-hmm.
Situation. Some of the services we offer veterans are free business matchmaking for veterans, a success manager like myself or Dale to work with on an ongoing basis all the way through the process. We help establish a plan of action. We offer ongoing mentoring throughout the entire process. We assist in helping to resource funding when necessary and where possible. We register by registering on our website, veterans have the access to new information as we get it. And the perception is that with all the uncertainty and issues our country is facing, getting into business right now might not be such a good thing as far as timing is concerned. But actually, Cliff, it's not necessarily the case. The truth is that of the current number of veteran-owned small businesses in America, the average age, Cliff, 50% of them, the average age for 50% of those folks is age 73 and up, and most do not have a succession plan. So on the backside of all of this stuff that we're dealing with are going to be businesses that are good businesses that are going to be up on the block, for sale, and people, they're going to be able to get them at a lower price than you probably could have ever done it before. So there will be, it's sad that businesses are struggling, but there will be opportunities, and there will be rebuilding on the other side of this thing. So that's kind of where we're at right now. And if you don't mind, Cliff, I'd like to kick it over to my sidekick and co-founder, Dale Eisenberg, if that's all right.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much.
So far?
Thank you.
You're welcome, Dale. You're welcome, Cliff. Thank you. Dale, please.
Yeah, no problem. No, Cliff, do you have any questions so far? What we're
no, it just sounds great. Just continue. Okay. Yeah.
Well, you know, as a quick update, since we talked last month, the number of our veterans that are in our pipeline right now, different stages, has increased over 230. So every month we're going up a good 10% without any problem. And, you know, some of them have a specific business in mind when they come to us, and others are kind of just looking around to see what we have available. And, you know, we've all seen what a terrible toll, you know, this COVID's taken on small business. Yeah, it's just been horrible, as Lynn mentioned. Yeah. But if there is an upside, you know, I believe that it's the resulting fallout has created more opportunities for vets than ever before. There's businesses or people are just ready to say, I'm done, this is enough. And we try to stop a lot of it. We've run into a lot of people who just said, I'm just closing. We've talked to CPAs. They go, I've got a client that just can't find anyone to take his business, and he's made enough, and he's leaving. So those are the businesses we're looking to find. And actually, we've had a real uptick in businesses registering with us.
Now, that's good. So, what kind of businesses would those be normally?
Well, you know, there's some industrial. Lynn, didn't we talk to some people that were looking for tool and die companies? And this is national, too. We're not just here in Chicago, obviously. We have plenty of opportunities in California, Texas, anywhere these veterans are living. Restaurants, obviously, the entertainment industry has taken the biggest hit. There's a lot of businesses available there, but they're struggling. And we give our opinion of what we think the prospects are for any particular business as well, you know, once a veteran's done some due diligence. So right now, I really appreciate you allowing us to highlight a couple of our current opportunities when we're here. And right now we actually have on the far west suburbs of Chicago, we have a breakfast opportunity, a restaurant that's in the Naperville area. But I know what's dear near to all of our hearts is in the city. We want to see the city of Chicago's businesses take off. And we actually have a hydroponic farm in East Garfield Park, and that's on the west side.
You're doing all kinds of things.
Well, we do, and it's pretty interesting. It's exciting to talk to people. And we talk to businesses, and we keep their information confidential until such time that we found a good match.
Certainly.
But to us, just as important as getting the veteran into their own business is that by being in business, they're going to it's going to offer additional employment for other vets.
What about the COVID-19? Did that hurt you at all?
Me personally, in my business?
Yeah.
And the restaurant business has been very tough, and I actually border on the edge of Chicago, so their restrictions are a little tougher. So it's been a tough haul, but
you sound like you're doing a great job anyway. You're helping a lot of people.
Well, that's just as important.
Sure.
And we can share, and a lot of our success managers have gone through similar events, and so they can really give information and help veterans, even if they're in business right now and they're struggling. I'm happy to talk to them. Lynn's happy to talk to them. And if we can refer them to somebody or help them out, we will.
And that's how a lot of people get help. That's just a great thing.
Well, Lynn here, I know you're a paratrooper with the 82nd and so forth.
Right, Lynn.
Veteran of the first degree, but, you know, as veterans, we're taught to fight as a team. We fight as a team. We work as a team. So we have a really good network and ideas, ways to go about things, There's been some real creativity too, Cliff, in the restaurant business. Dale's an expert in this area here. He'd be the guy to talk more in detail, but people have amped up their outside dining, their carry out, that kind of thing. They focused on that. They've been creative with coupons and discounts and things like this. And actually, Dale has really done a great job in that way, too. They're finding out that there are other ways to really help the income and the business that maybe they weren't focusing on before. So there's always opportunity to get better or to, you know, vary the way that you operated your business before.
Did you ever have a thought, Lynn, that you'd be doing something like this?
Cliff? No, sir. You know, Dale and I started out years ago to address the number one challenge for veterans getting into business is getting access to capital, basically a business loan.
Sure.
You know, we'll lend tens of thousands of dollars to a teenager going off to college, but a machine gunner in the 82nd Airborne, sorry, young man, we got nothing for you. So we went after that, and we are working on that. We've made some headway. But in the process of that, to answer your question, Cliff, as we become better known, we get people coming to us all the time. Typically, it will be a baby boomer couple, and they've got a business, and they're looking to sell, and their kids are up and grown, and they're out of the area, and they're not interested. So they call us, and they're interested if we could help them find a veteran buyer. We can do that. We always say yes. And by and large, we can find some candidates for them, and that's what we've done. I'd like to say we planned it, Cliff, but honestly, it just came to us. It really did. Go ahead, Kate.
I just wanted to say this because you folks are so great talking to you as we have before. I just wanted to remember, Len, you flew in, you were a World War II pilot, right?
No, it's Dale.
That was my guy.
Okay, I got it now.
That's okay. No, I was a special operations team leader in Vietnam, had a six-man team operating out near the Laotian border, so we were doing. Anyway, that's back in the Stone Age years ago, you know, when I was doing that. But the lessons stay with us, as you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's something. Callers are asking for a phone number.
Oh, sure.
That's great, yeah.
Happy to. Yep. Our phone number, Cliff, is area code 833-883-8249. 8249.
Okay, let me repeat that.
It's 833-883-8429. It's actually 8249.
Okay, 8249.
Yes, sir. That's it.
Yeah, that's great. People call in on that. 8249. Let me repeat it because I screwed it up. 833-833-8249.
Let's see. It's 8. Let me go back, Cliff, just to be clear.
There's a lot of threes in there.
Too many threes in here.
Yeah. It's
833.
Right.
And then the next one is 883.
Yeah.
And then the last four, 8249.
I wrote it right. And gave it to you wrong on the, okay, I wrote it right, and I copied it right, and then screwed it up.
We got a lot of threes in there.
That's right, you sure have. Okay, I'm going to repeat it, everybody who wants to hear it. 833-883-8249.
Perfect, thanks, Cliff.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, that's, you know, it's... And there's a lot of people who are really looking for these sort of jobs, and I just think it's great that you're able to help some of these folks, because it's extremely important that they're able to you know, to do the things that, that you folks are doing.
Well, let me jump in real quick before we run out of time.
Sure.
One of our success stories has to do with two Persian Gulf War veterans. They're Navy vets, and right now we help them, and they have a company called Fireboat Tours,
mm-hmm.
and it's there on the Chicago River giving tours and the lakefront.
Wow.
And it's a retired 1935 Chicago fireboat they rehabbed and made it a tour boat. So those are the kinds of things we're doing. And we just want more and more stories out there like that, and
yeah.
success stories for these vets. So if you get a chance before the season's over, it's getting late, go see them, Cliff.
That's a great thing. And being on the water, what kind of boat is it?
It's a 1935 retired Chicago fireboat.
Oh, wow.
This actually was a boat that helped extinguish the fire at McCormick in the 60s.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's an icebreaker. It's a great boat. If you go to fireboattours.com, you'll see them there. And they give special breaks to veterans and first responders and anybody that asks for one, I think. But they're just great guys. They own their own business. They couldn't be happier. And we're just thrilled to be able to help them.
I think that's great that you can do that. If anybody has a number that they want to have these folks, let us know. Just a great thing. And, you know, it's funny. I think of you quite often because I see quite often these old, they're not filmed. They're actually, you know, they show a lot of these guys in World War II.
Well, my dad is 96 this year.
Wow.
And he's in a retirement home. And, you know, of course, at this age, they don't let him go out that often. But he just has great stories to tell.
Oh,
and,
sure.
You know, he's just a great guy to know. So I have a lot of respect for him.
That's great. That's okay.
Okay,
yeah.
So Lynn and Dale, do you guys have anything else to say before closing?
Thanks for having us all this time. Go ahead, Lynn.
Thanks a bunch for having us. By the way, that's Glenda back there.
Yeah.
We thank you.
Absolutely.
Thanks for standing tall for our veterans, Cliff and his staff, Glenda, back there. We got an election coming up, and I talked to a group of people the other day, and I said, there's one thing I wish people would just remember, please, and that is that because folks, Cliff and Dale's dad and others down through the years that have stood up and stood in the gap for this country, to defend this country, we all have the right to vote. So I look at elections as a celebration for our veterans, because without our veterans, generation after generation, stepping up and putting themselves at risk for this country, there'd be no election to begin with. So I'm always reminded that I owe a debt of gratitude to all these veterans that have stepped forward, men like Cliff and others like him, that have stepped forward to serve this country so we can vote, we can have our freedoms and our rights and so forth. So that's kind of my take on things of late. Again, Cliff, cannot thank you and Glenda and your staff for having us on. We really sincerely appreciate it. And thank you for standing tall for our veterans, as you do.
Absolutely. No suckers, no losers.
And we thank you both.
Blessings to you guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Right. Bye-bye.
Thank you all.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with America's Heroes Group.
Talk radio that makes you think. You're listening to The Talk of Chicago and the voice of the nation. 1690 WVON.
War is not the answer. Hi. I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hey Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Service Women Who Serve is proud to partner with Cliff Kelly and the American Heroes Group as an influencer of social change through advocacy, activism, and examination of legacy for military and veterans. We stand as paradigm-shifting thought leaders, believing social justice is grounded in hope.